If you went to the malls or the supermarket, probably this morning or this afternoon, probably you saw the flowers that were being sold. And many of the stores probably sold like stuffed toys, chocolates, and candies that have heart designs, and even balloons and cards. So people can say, I love you in a very special way. And just like what I said earlier this morning, if you notice that maybe your wife, your mommy, or your grandparent, your grandmother are a little grumpy, it's maybe because you haven't greeted them on this special day. So I would like to greet you this evening. Happy Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day is not only for couples. So this can be a day also for an expression of our love for the people who are around us. So this can be a time where we express or show our love to our parents, to our grandparents, or to the children, or to our relatives and friends. So this day can also be a time when couples or families gather together and acknowledge the things that our loved ones have done for us and to recount the memories of how they have showed their love for us. So in our gospel today, we also remember Jesus' love for the Father. It tells us a story of love, and it tells us how Jesus remained faithful in loving our Father. We go to vacation together or cruise sometimes with our loved ones, with our families and friends to spend a special time with them so we can grow closer to each other. And Jesus did the same thing. So after being baptized by John the Baptist, his cousin, Jesus made time to be with his Father for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert. So Jesus dedicated this time in prayer away from the many things that will distract him. But the devil did not want this to happen. So at the end of this 40 days and 40 nights, what did he do? He tried to distract Jesus. He tried to divert Jesus from his mission to proclaim his love for the Father and to proclaim his love for us. So the devil did this three times with his three temptations. So what are those temptations? The first temptation of Jesus was the temptation to turn the stones into bread. In other words, the temptation of the flesh. So the devil tempted Jesus with worldly pleasures. So he told Jesus to turn the stones into bread. And many times, this temptation is also experienced by us. To just focus on things that will give us pleasure. It can be food. It can be our gadgets like phones, tablets, or computers that we endlessly upgrade. It can be our cars, our clothing. You know, this is also the mentality that our world wants us to have. To focus only on what we can see, what we can feel, what we can taste, and forget about God. But Jesus knows better. So for Jesus, he knows that there is a deeper need than material things in this world. Yes, we need food, we need drink, we need clothing, we need roof above our heads, but these should not be our top priorities in life. Our top priority is to love God and to love our neighbors. If we do not let God to be the first one in our lives, then other things will replace God. So Jesus did not give in to this temptation. So the devil tried again. He has three tries, huh? So the second temptation by the devil was about the temptation of power, the temptation about greed. So the devil took Jesus up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. So the devil wants Jesus to worship him so he can give this kingdom to Jesus. So here, Jesus is tempted by the devil to use power so that the people can follow him. So in effect, the devil was telling Jesus, forget about love, forget about mercy, show them your miracles and your powers, and then the people, and then the people will follow you. So this temptation is very much the temptation that we face today. Sometimes we are tempted to show everyone that we are the boss. We have the power to influence people, that we are popular. You know, sometimes the measure of our happiness is the number of Facebook likes in our homepage, eh? So we make people believe that we don't gain friends by loving others, but by our influence, by our power, by a power to dominate others. And how did Jesus respond to this temptation? He continued to love the Father, and then he told the devil that we should only worship God alone. So round three. The last temptation of Jesus was about pride and envy. So the devil told Jesus to tempt the Father. The devil said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you." So sometimes we are like this. We give in to this temptation. You know, we have a demand for an unreasonable proof of God's love for us. We do this, right? We sometimes tell God, "If you really love me, Lord, give me money. If you really love me, Lord, make me popular in school. If you really love me, then you would allow me to do these certain kinds of sins." So we put demands on God rather than knowing his will and obeying his will. And again, Jesus continued to love God. And because he loved the Father, what did he say? "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." So the devil came to test Jesus, but he lost. The devil failed. Jesus came out triumphant. My brothers and sisters, these three temptations of Christ actually summarizes all the temptations that we will encounter in life. We will be tempted about pride. We will be tempted about envy, lust, greed, gluttony. But Jesus already showed us the model of how we should face these challenges in life. So he had shown us how we can continue to love God and to love our neighbors by being faithful and by remembering his words. As I told earlier, Valentine's Day is a special day for us to be with our loved ones and to remember the love that we share with each other. This Lent, we are called to do the same, not only for one day, but to focus on doing this consciously for 40 days, to have a special time with the Lord. So as mentioned in the chapter 2 of the book, Rediscovering Jesus, the one that we're giving as gift, we are called to spend time with Jesus and to get to know and rediscover Jesus, to remember how much he loved us. And that's why we're encouraging you to read the book. So maybe you can read this when you wake up in the morning as you're having your coffee. Have a breakfast date with Jesus. Or before you go to sleep, you know, say before saying goodbye to Jesus or good night, maybe you can ponder and talk to him for a little bit. You know, there's only a few pages per chapter. So as we continue our celebration, let us remember that Christ triumphed in every temptation that he faced to show us that we can also triumph, but we also have to be with him. We have to ask his help, and we have to be remaining faithful to God, and we have to remember his words. Let us ask the grace to love him and to love our neighbors.